Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me. It's been really stressing me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
All right, we're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And happy 2024, y'all.
Oh my God, you guys, we made it out of 2023. She can take us all out. My goodness gracious. Wow. Wow.
God damn. We are here. We have made it. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. We were just talking offline. We both feel very good about this year. I feel very hopeful. I feel like this is our year. For everyone listening, this is your year. I don't know what you're going through, but the mess that you was dealing with in 2023, it's all is to rest. 2024, baby. That's it. Feeling very good about this year. I have my word of the year. I'll share with you.
Tell us.
Yes. Took me a hot minute to I need something to come to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just.
Absolutely.
Right? That's how the word of the year works, right? It just kind of somehow it just comes to you. So it was over the holidays where my family, everybody got sick. I was just telling Justine this. My sister, patient zero, got everybody sick. So everybody got a version of the flu, the cold, whatever. So my body was run down, but it's also the holidays. So you're indulgent, right? You're drinking, yeah, you're smoking, right, you're eating, you're doing everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing all of this on top of my busted, broke down, sick body. And it really hit me. One of these days, I was in the bathroom on the toilet, feeling like ass, a little high. My stomach was full from eating. I just felt disgusted. Like, I literally just felt so, like, the holidays is about to literally murder me. And the word care came to me. And I felt like, which is something I've been, working on for a while, is feeling as if I don't treat my body with a lot of care and intention. And the holidays is extreme, right? Like, it's like extreme disregard for your body, for any type of like care at all. But yeah, it's something I've been working on for a very long time, which is like how to prioritize myself, how to live with a little bit more intention and not just out of survival. And so I just really going into this year want to be more conscious and treat my body in particular, but also my mind and my spirit with a lot more care. And so, you know, the body part is the one that speaks to me the most. Like, I want to be more conscious of like what I put in my body, not even just food wise, but even what I'm consuming. This is more mental, I guess, than body, but consuming like at night, what am I reading? What am I, you know, podcasts I'm listening to, what I'm scrolling on? Like, I don't know. I just find myself, particularly during the holidays, just kind of like in a daze, just like doing things and not really like thinking, not having a lot of thought or a lot of like care or intention behind it. And so, yeah, I want to really treat my body with more care in terms of like what I put into it. I want to have more care for my body and like how I'm moving it. You know, this year I've talked a lot about doing yoga. I've gotten into boxing. And I'm still on a path of like solidifying those, you know, routines for myself. And
both tough to do, I will say.
Yeah.
I will say, because both of them are classes.
Both are classes, so
it's,
yeah.
It's not the same very as like, new. Oh, I go to the gym 5 days a week. Like, it's different than that. You have to kind of adjust, so.
But I've noticed, like, doing yoga, doing boxing, like, my body loves it. My body actually loves it. And I want to give my body what it needs and enjoys and not compromise on that. I feel like that's been my struggle, is like compromising on things for myself, compromising, not prioritizing it when I really need to treat my body with care. It's telling me after yoga class, I love that, you know, after boxing, it was like, I really love that, but I need to like be more, I need to listen to it more and show it more care. Really. I don't know. The word care just really came to me.
How is it telling you that it loves it? Are you sleeping better? Are you like, how is it telling you that?
I think just in general, like after a boxing class, like I genuinely do feel more energized. I feel, stronger, you know, I feel, I would say energized and stronger would be the two that I feel after boxing. Yoga, I just feel more, my body just feels like very rested, honestly. After yoga, it could be a difficult yoga class, but it feels like it got the rest and the care that it needed. Like, I never, I don't know if I was talking to, I think I was talking to Aisha about this. She was like, I've never done a yoga class and regretted it afterwards.
Not a single time.
And sometimes you might, as I'm walking there, I'm like, oh, I want to be in bed. Like, on the way there might be the journey, but or might be the most annoying part. But after the class, I never regret doing it, you know? And so those are things I feel like my body is telling me, like, bitch, I love this. Can we do this? Like, can we do this more, please? But I'm just so kind of like absent mind. I'm not really thinking about it. I'm very much always kind of just caught up. So I want to, it's just like treating my body with more care, more tenderness, more kindness. And yeah, when it comes to, we talked a lot about just like exercise and food and whatnot, but also, as I said, what I consume. Like, I want to definitely noticed during the holidays, which all of us, whatever, not judging anybody. I was doing it too. Just like on our phones, you know, just like laying around, just kind of like just mindlessly, you know, scrolling or whatnot.
Yeah, you
like
and turn off completely.
Yeah, you kind of turn off completely. Yeah. And that's definitely a stream during the holidays, but I do it too in my like day to day life. And I just want to feel more in control. And I want to prove to myself that I can like show myself more tenderness and care and not be as kind of like aloof or absent-minded. So yeah, so my word for 2024 is care. And yeah, just having more care for myself and being more caring towards myself. I feel like I'm a very caring person for others, but for myself not always so much. So that was the word that came to me on the toilet when I was high and full.
Love it.
You know,
it
comes to you at any moments, guys. You got to listen.
Yeah. Those moments, those are good ones. High and full on the toilet, at home, after.
I know.
So many elements that make
so
that
many. Oh my God. High, full, sick, so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's me. Okay. As if you can't hear, I'm still sick, y'all.
No, as we're working while you're sick. My word is care.
Exactly. Still at it. Oh my God. Oh, barely God. Breathing.
Yeah.
Taking me all the energy just to piece the sentence together. But anyways, let us know in the comments what your words are.
Yes.
Would love to hear. No, Justine, you're not doing a word this year, right?
I'm good on the word this year. I am just good on the amount of expectations this year. I got really, I'm going to hopefully film a video about this tomorrow, but I got very, very, very turned off by the New Year's messaging that was this year.
Oh.
And I almost always am, because it's always like fat phobic coded and like, just not very nice, but it's always like, if you don't have a clean house and a planner, you're going to be a broke bitch in 2024. Like that's, you know what I mean? That's like a lot of the messaging when it comes to it.
Okay.
And I just can't fall into these rabbit holes of like wishes and like these really huge projections and expectations on what my year is going to be. I can't be doing that, because the past 5 years I have been doing that and putting a year and goals and things I want to write down. And when I tell you God has been up there at the Comedy Cellar laughing at my ass, I mean cackling at me and my plans. So I'm just not even going to worry about it. I can't worry about it. I don't have the room to worry about that this year.
Yeah, that makes sense. You had a lot of change happen this year at the end of 2023.
The very end. Yep.
Yeah. So I get it. Just feeling like, you know what? Let me just handle this change. And that's all I need. That's my goal for the year, just to survive the changes. Nice. But yeah, feeling good about 2024, y'all. We have some exciting stuff coming for you guys this year. A lot of great plans that we will unleash in the coming weeks. And yeah, Joey season's coming back, which is exciting. And just looking forward to this year. Let us know how you're feeling about the new year. Drop your word down in the comments if you have one. And yeah, this episode. So we have Gary and Teresa get married this Friday. No, this Thursday.
Live.
It's been a hot minute since we had a. Since we had a live wedding, right?
I know. I think it's been since Jason Mesnick. I think he was the last one.
What? Like full blown? No. Sean and Catherine came after that.
Oh, yeah, they were after that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we have the golden wedding happening. And so, in anticipation of that, we're gonna chat a little bit about Sean and Catherine's wedding. We did a little rewatch. Just another hodgepodge episode talking about
A lot of news. A lot of what went down during the holidays that we can talk about, because Sean and Catherine's wedding was not
It wasn't much.
I can't believe we watched this, you know. I cannot believe this, but there was a lot of like TikTok updates. I have some for you. I saw the color purple.
Okay.
That was great. I think the discourse around that was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting discourse.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll talk about all that stuff.
Yes. And I have a little bit of Bachelor Nation news, so it'll be a fun little episode. All right, Justine, what's happening on TikTok?
Justine's TikTok.
Just kick us off.
Yeah, we'll start with TikTok. Okay,
great. Yes, what's going on?
Okay, so the latest thing that has been going around was around my side of TikTok is that young teens are in Sephora, like, making demands.
Okay, meaning?
And they're running around and they're like, can I have the Fenty Beauty lip gloss and da-da-da? And they're like 12.
Oh, God.
And also, what is the makeup part of it is not very concerning. It's annoying, but it's not very concerning.
Okay.
What is concerning is the skincare.
Okay.
Because what we're seeing, apparently, according to a lot of Sephora employees, especially in the, like, South, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I don't notice this because I don't notice anything in Sephora. I go in there, tunnel vision. I don't know who's in there. But, and put down below if you've seen this as well. Mm. We're seeing a lot of, like, young girls in there, like 11 to 15, right?
Yeah.
And they're asking for skincare that they do not need.
Like retinol.
Like retinol.
I feel like I read this. I read some article that came across this about the youth, real young, like young Gen Z, damn near Gen Alpha, looking at retinol products and anti-aging and wrinkle-free shit. Like, what?
Yeah.
What is that?
A lot of this, and this, I had it on my ins and out list for 2024. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is because of their Gen Z and sometimes even millennial parents don't read the back.
Okay.
Read the back. Retinol is not for anybody who's under the age of like 27.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, you got to be
aging. That sounds young. Yeah.
That is young.
Yeah.
And it's a chemical. It is a chemical that if it's strong enough, you can even use it while you're pregnant or you like it is very, very strong retinol.
Okay.
You should not allow your kids to use it because they saw it on TikTok. But if you don't read the back, you won't know that.
Can it damage their skin? Is it, like, too strong of a chemical?
Mm-hmm.
It can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't wear the proper sunscreen and if you're not doing – and it's probably not going to fix the problems that are coming to them, which are things like acne.
That's what I'm saying. What are they even – what is this retinol doing for y'all? Like,
They don't know either. They don't know either, clearly. If you're 11 years old looking for retinol, you don't know what it does.
So are they just coming across, like, their favorite influencers who are pushing these products that they want to also, you know, be in the mix with? Like,
I think so. I think the beauty industry is, like, pretty pervasive in that way. Mm-hmm. I remember being, like, 7 or 8 years old and wanting an oil-free acne wash with not a pore in sight. Like, the beauty industry is, like, very... It, like, lures you in, especially if you're susceptible.
Right,
And especially if you're susceptible in a way where you do not look like whatever the standard of beauty is wherever you live.
Okay.
However, if you are a parent, you should read the back.
Yeah.
There's too much information. These kids are getting all this information. They're going into Sephora and they're demanding the drunk elephant retinol because they did a little bit of research. You, mom and dad, y'all just do a little research because they're not buying this on their own. They don't have their own card.
These kids got money, though. Some of these
kids.
How
do they have money?
These little middle schoolers and whatnot, they work. They save their little coins and whatnot. They're not always with their mom and dad at the store. They go off. Remember, you went to go to the mall with your friends? You go with your little money.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you go with your little money. I don't go with Sephora drunk elephant retinol cream money. That I do not go with.
I don't know
what they're talking about. I was not buying a $70 face cream at 12 years old.
I don't know what. Well, I don't know what allowances look like these days. Parents are writing over huge checks for these kids, but you be seeing them. They be out with their friends. Like, there's not always a mom there. They I don't know. Somehow have their little, you know, allowance saved up, and they go by.
Yeah,
but I hear you. If the parent is there, they should obviously be.
Like,
verifying what the hell we're buying.
We're buying. Either way, if they're there or not.
That's a snippet of this week's episode. For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose. See you next week.
Hold up. Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.